Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Terry Neese is here. Terry's one of our great friends, a longtime Brain Trust member, president and founder, CEO of the Institute for Economic Empowerment of Women, IEEW.org. And she's the lady who's helping women entrepreneurs all around the world learn about that discipline and run their businesses better and really putting her money where her mouth is and not she makes bold promises and she fulfills them, ladies and gentlemen. Terry Neese, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Good morning from Oklahoma.
Yeah, it's good to have you back, Terry, as always. Boy, howdy, did we have fun in Dallas last month.
Awesome 10-year celebration of global impact and just terrific women. I mean, I'm so glad you were there, Jim.
It was fun.
Were a real blessing. You were a real blessing to have with us.
Well, of course, I legitimize that, right? Because I mean, if you got that many women, you got to have one guy there sometime.
You got to have one guy there, and you were it.
Now, there were some other people there, but it was fun, and I can't tell you how proud I am of you and your organization, your folks, and the way you pull this together around the world is just an amazing feat, a heavy lift that you pulled off, and I know you're proud of it too.
I am. You know, it's inspiring to me actually to sit down with these women who, you know, have overcome incredible odds, many of them similar to us in the United States, but also many who have, you know, we've never experienced a genocide or bombs going off in the next block where we live or where we office.
Or being targeted just because you're a business owner.
Exactly. So they're very inspirational in all types of businesses, as you know, and they come here. They've learned a lot in our in-country classes, but they come here to garner more knowledge so they can go back and pay it forward and give that knowledge to others and grow their companies and hire more people, men and women. And so it's an inspiration for me. It's an inspiration for them. And, you know, I talk to so many people who say if we had more programs like this that really creates peace through business, it'd be a more peaceful world.
I know that may sound
very esoteric, but...
No, I've been saying this for a long time. I've been saying that the sooner we can get a small business owner in Kankakee to do business directly with a small business owner in Kabul, or Beijing and Birmingham, or Moscow and Moline, you know, the sooner we can get that kind of connection, you know, when you do business with people, you don't hate them.
That's right.
You learn, you find out, wait a minute, that person's just like me. They're not evil. There's nothing wrong with them. They're having the same problems I'm having. They just want to make a living for their family. When you start doing that, it's harder and harder for a politician or somebody else to make you believe that there's something wrong with somebody that you should hate them.
Right. And, you know, doing business is what it's all about. You know, being able to export your products and figuring out how to do that, that's part of the whole system. And these women become friends with American women for life. You know, they email back and forth or text message or WhatsApp or, you know, whatever IT, whatever technology they're going to use. But this is a lifetime type of friendship. So it's powerful and it's impactful.
So you graduated counting the Afghanis, the Afghani women who weren't, all of them weren't able to come over because of visa issues. That was a State Department thing, folks. It was pretty ugly. I won't go into all that right now, but it was certainly wasn't, it was Terry and her group did everything they could do, but how many people did you graduate all the way around this year?
Well, this year we had 27 women from Afghanistan and Rwanda, who graduated, and
right.
We now have a total of a little over 600 women.
Wow.
That we've graduated in 10 years, and, they've created almost 13,000 jobs for their countrymen and women. And Jim, 80% of them are still in business at the end, all of them, at the end of 9 years. We don't have the 10-year count right yet, but all of them are still, 80% are still in business at the end of 9 years. That's amazing.
It really is. That's a higher percentage than in America for small business survival.
Yes. Obviously, we're doing something right. I think we have good curriculum. We have a great.
Well, that's it. That's it. You're teaching people.
Yes.
If every small business that started in America had to go through your course, we'd have a higher survival rate.
We would. And, you know, part of that, I know a lot of it is the curriculum from Northwood University. And the other big component is the mentorship.
Mm-hmm.
The mentorship is just so critical.
And, you know, there's another thing. There's another thing, Terry, I think is really important. These ladies become a community. I think they don't want to let each other down.
Yep, no, that's right. They hold each other up, and they strive to do greater and greater, and they show a lot of that on Facebook.
Yeah,
they're on Facebook almost every day. They're showing off their company, pictures of their company, talking about what they're doing, and sharing. Their knowledge, and I think that's just really, it's a part of the educational process, really. It's being able to know how to brag on yourself. It's okay to brag. It's okay to brag that you're doing good
well,
stuff.
To learn how to turn bragging into marketing, right? That's the key.
Right. Yeah.
Learn how to, I call it putting your best foot forward, right?
Yes.
In Sunday school, we called it, you know, not keeping your light under a bushel.
that's right. And many of, that's not the culture for either one of these countries.
Right.
It's not the culture for them to shine a bright light on themselves. So we kind of pushed them a little bit with that. It's okay.
I wish people could see the smiles. If I could do anything, folks, if you get a chance, go to IEEW.org and look at the pictures and see the smiles. They light up a room, and you see these women who've got all kinds of things against them are excited about being business owners. And I encourage you not only to go there and see what's going on at IEEW.org, but to contribute, make a contribution to help these women. Because I promise you, you'll be contributing to peace around the world when you do that. Little teeny tiny baby steps at a time. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassie. I'm right back with Terry Neese. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.